Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's Monday morning, kicking off a full week.
Yeah.
The last full week of April in my birthday immunity month.
Oh, man. Gosh, it goes by fast, doesn't it?
It does.
Wow.
Way too fast. It's about 6:06. Already a winner. $1,000, 10K payday contest. Cheryl Boucher got the call.
Oh, my God. I don't believe it. I never win.
Yeah, never win. I never win.
I never win. You just did, honey.
You can't win if you don't play.
Oh.
They asked her what she's going to do with the money. I think you'll like this answer, Carla.
Maybe a weekend getaway would be nice.
Yeah.
Yes. There you go.
Yes.
And it's realistic.
It is. You know, I was just saying that, Morty, on Facebook Live. We were all discussing that. We need to do that. More often, you know, when people, I wish I could take a vacation. I wish I could do that. Just do a weekend getaway.
Yeah.
Wherever. You always have fun no matter where you go for a couple days.
Yeah. Just make the plan and do it.
It doesn't. You can go to Fresno and have a good time for a couple days. You can. If you can't have fun in a couple days somewhere, then you need to reevaluate your life.
Maybe we need to pack it up and move to San Jose Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's going to be the next time we're going to have a good time. Vegas Golden Knights lost last night in a heartbreaker.
Man, that was the
Morty. Morty's texting me going, I'm having anxiety.
Yeah, I would have texted you too, but I was bored at that point. I was like, can we finish this freaking game?
I was an emotional wreck.
You guys are such
all the roller coasters
boys
you went on over the weekend.
That game was nothing.
Morty and
nothing.
We were on an emotional roller coaster.
I just didn't. I don't know.
Well, you don't get it then.
Oh, I get it.
No, I don't think you do.
It doesn't affect me
clearly,
that way.
Clearly.
Because, again, I don't own the team, and I'm not a player.
Well,
so, now, unless you have money on the game, you know. Somebody said,
that's
me. I said, are you okay? Another friend who's a big fan, and I said, are you okay? He's like, yeah, I don't have money on the game. I'm fine.
Oh, boy.
Oh!
We'll talk more about that when John Schaefer comes in, of course, a little bit later on next half hour.
Yeah.
Sunshine.
Game's still going on.
Sunshine today, but they say a chance of sprinkles. I don't know what kind of sprinkles, but plenty of sunshine heating up tomorrow. 79 the high today, 86 the high tomorrow. Love it, 62 now. First take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, you will be a little shocked at what they are remaking now.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Right. More on that and other stories after Kansas.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Clint Eastwood, man, he never stops. He's now directing a movie about Richard Jewell. Why does that name sound familiar? Well, he was the security guard who was accused and then cleared of the bombing at the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. And that guy had a horrible, horrible life.
Yeah.
For a long time after that. So I actually look forward to seeing that. ABC staging live remakes.
Oh, no.
It sounds interesting, actually, or like a beautiful disaster, of episodes of All in the Family.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I know. Here's the deal. It'll air on May 22nd. It's right around the corner, 90 minutes long. Jimmy Kimmel will co-host it with Norman Lear, who created the show.
Yeah.
Cast that's been announced so far, it's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson, Marissa Tomei will play Archie and Edith Bunker. Ellie Kemper, I don't know if you know who she is. She's on, and I can't, the show is slipping my mind right now, on Netflix. She's pretty funny. We'll play Gloria.
All right.
Jamie Foxx and Wanda Sykes will play George and Wheezy Jefferson, because they are also remaking that as well.
Really?
Yes. And Will Ferrell will play their white neighbor, Tom Willis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the rest of the cast will be announced later.
It sounds good, like it could be good.
It sounds great. It's a great cast, so there's 50% of it.
Right.
And Norman Lear is involved.
Okay.
So, yeah, this will be interesting to
But now you
watch.
Have to, for everybody listening that don't remember those shows, you're going to have to Google them.
You are. Yeah.
Or on YouTube
and
watch a couple of episodes to get you updated and figure out what you're watching.
And you can't be 21 years old and say, this is so politically incorrect. I can't believe this. How are they getting away with this? This is awful. That was the point.
Yes.
That was the point, millennials. And Mike, she turned 93 years old yesterday. That would be Queen Elizabeth. 93 years old. God love her. Spent the day just walking around, making sure nobody jumped out from anywhere. Jeez, what the? Don't do that to me in 93.
Because you don't know what's going to happen if you're scared to death.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah. Where are my swish and sweets and Dubonnet?
Well, happy birthday, Queenie.
And thank you very much.
You look fabulous.
Getting tired of this bore. The bore.
Is that what that is?
Drive around. I wave. I've got a big purse with nothing in it but a handkerchief. And
good to see your husband's
sweet.
Not driving anymore.
Let's be thankful of that.
Might be safer if you drove.
Yeah, you know, we don't even need a driver's license, which is sad. Very, very, very sad.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
I have no idea.
Sadly, that's probably how her conversation started this morning.
Probably.
You miss anything on this show, if you want to check it out on our podcast, 96.3 KKLZ.com.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, 6:35. John Schaefer with news that we'll get to here in just a couple of minutes. KKLZ wants you to see the new Elton John biopic, Rocket Man. Not only do we want you to see it, but we're going to tell you where you're going to see
it. Yes.
At about 7:10 this morning.
That's pretty cool.
As we're talking about weekend getaways, John Carla went off to Southern California and became queen of the roller coasters.
Yes, I was a little chicken last time around, but man, had a blast. I lost like 7 pounds over the weekend, not because of the reason you think.
Okay.
But I just had a blast. Just had a blast. Had so much fun.
Okay.
And spent the day.
And you said maybe that's more realistic for people not to plan the vacations they have to save up for, and there's a lot of stress with money, but those weekend getaways.
Oh, yeah. Yes, just go somewhere. You know, it was funny because somebody on my Facebook Live said, well, I can't take a vacation. It's too hard for us. Don't take a vacation then. Take a weekend here.
Or a long holiday weekend or something like that.
You know what? And it sounds stupid. Go to Pahrump. Go do the wineries.
Yeah.
Go somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, just go somewhere that you haven't been and do something and get out of the same element.
Well, check this out. There's a new website called Fake a Vacation.
Oh, see?
It's fakeavacation.com. And this is pretty inexpensive, so if you can't even make the getaway, listen to this.
Introducing Fake a Vacation. Instead of going on an expensive vacation, you go somewhere nearby, have fun, and take some pictures. You choose a destination of your choice and place your order. Send us the pictures you took, and we send you your vacation pictures showing you were at the destination of your choice. You can then share those pictures on Facebook, Instagram, or social platform of your choice. So next time when you can't make a vacation, fake a vacation. Packages starting at $39 only.
$39?
Number one, is this 10-year-old child going to be there annoying me? And number two,
I went to this website.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's real.
It is real. But the pictures,
so pretty much.
You know what? I'm going to post it because it's bad.
So
it's
really bad. You're going on vacation to prove to other people how nice of a vacation you're not having. But you're not going on vacation anymore to go on vacation.
Yeah. Could you be any more depressed? Seriously.
And this is what I'm taking away. Dad couldn't afford a vacation for Sally. Who did that? Who voiced that thing?
Yeah.
And so she's like, hey, so Dad's going to Photoshop people, and we're going to charge them money, and I'll take you on a vacation with that money. That's
kids,
what that is.
Gather around the computer. Come on over here. We're going on vacation. Just pick a destination.
Just saying. Not everybody can get away.
Where are we going? Jamaica? You want to go to Jamaica, kids? There we
Put
go.
Put on the hats with the dreadlocks and everything.
We'll go to Mexico.
We'll do the. You really have to check it out. It is pretty funny, but it is real.
I will post it.
It is real, and you can go to our website and check it out. 96.3KKLC.com. It is 7:04, and we are stoked.
Stoked!
About this upcoming announcement about Elton John's movie Rocket Man that we'll get to talk about a getaway as we were last hour. This might be nice. So make sure you're listening. Just stick around. A few things we think you should know. Get to that here in a few. Sunshine today. This is the only place I think you can say sunshine, except in Hawaii.
Right.
Where you say sunshine today, but chance of sprinkles.
Scattered showers.
Yeah. Had a few yesterday.
It was weird.
Jeez, it was really weird.
Because we were sitting outdoors in the backyard, and I look at my son-in-law, I go, did you just feel that?
Yeah, I know. Did you spit? Who spit?
Somebody spit. Well,
yeah, I was literally on my way to the car wash, and it started sprinkling. I thought, thank you.
79 the high today. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow with no sprinkles in the forecast.
Yeah.
They say mid-80s the high. It's only about 62 outside right now. Like I said before, a few things we think you should know. Get to that. Carla will have that for you. Plus the big news about Elton John's movie Rocket Man after Aha and Take On Me.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, first off, a big happy Earth Day today. Be kind. Be kind to Mother Earth, at least today.
Woo!
You know what? Let's keep her clean. Let's keep the air breathable. Just be good out there, okay? Take care of your Earth. It's your Earth, by the way.
Right.
It's your only Earth. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, though maybe it's a big ploy, right?
Big scam.
By big planets just to get us to buy more Earths. I don't know, take care of it, would you? And I have to read this. A new study came out. The worst jobs in America. So listen to this. And you guys will know why I'm doing this, and everybody out there will. This is based on average pay, projected job growth, and stress. Number one is a taxi driver. And then it goes down the list. Logger, newspaper reporter, retail salesperson, enlisted military personnel, because they're not paid well.
Right.
Corrections officer. Guess what's right after that?
Radio.
DJ. Ouch. And right after that, broadcaster.
Really?
Ouch. Yes. Worst jobs in America.
And this is based on?
Based on average pay, projected job growth, and stress.
Stress?
So, yeah. There
a
you
lot
go.
Of stress.
Well, if you're not paid a lot,
I
you're kind of stressed. Guess. Yeah.
You're
that's what I'm
out.
Thinking.
Okay.
Yeah. And then after us, advertising salesperson.
So it's all, thing. Okay.
All the same thing.
And a painter. Basically the whole building. So. Happy,
Everybody is
really. Ooh, wee boy. And listen to this guy in Wisconsin, Steve Ruppel is his name. So he set a new Guinness World Record by seeing Captain Marvel, Morty, 116 times.
Wow.
Bravo, my friend.
Yeah. Spent 12,268 minutes watching the film over and over and over and over.
In a theater.
In I don't know if this was in a theater
or at home.
I don't know, but he broke the old record of watching a movie over and over by 12 minutes. Holds a world
Good
record.
Good for him.
In case you're wondering, he also holds a world record for drinking a liter of gravy in 1 minute and 12 seconds. So, I'm not joking.
Seriously?
Not joking.
Wow.
Totally
that's even,
serious.
That's more impressive.
So he's really talented.
That's more impressive.
Yeah.
Good
so,
for him.
By God, that's crazy. And one more really cool thing you should know.
Oh, yay! Yes. That's how big this announcement is.
That's awesome.
Check this out. 96.3 KKLZ wants to fly you and a friend to London.
What?
To London to enjoy the United Kingdom premiere of the new Elton John biopic, Rocket Man. So here's how we're doing it.
Wow.
Every time you win, you're in.
Excellent.
You're qualified for the trip. This is where you fly to London, and then your chauffeur picks you up.
Love that.
Takes you to where you're staying, and then you get a tickets for a rock and roll tour. You know, all the stuff, that all the places that Elton John made famous, you know?
He's a knight.
Yes.
He was knighted. He's a sir. You might meet the queen.
So check this out. Anytime you win, like a little bit later on next hour, we have those Billy Idol tickets to give away. You win those tickets, but you're automatically qualified for the trip to London to go see Elton John's movie Rocket Man. And also, but if you can't get through, there's a second chance. You can already start registering on our website under the contest page at 96.3kklz.com. Flying to London with you and your friend, United Kingdom premiere, the new Elton John biopic, Rocket Man.
That is really cool. It'd be even cooler if it was with the morning show, but it's not. It's Monday. It's Earth Day. A few things you should know.
Carly, you mentioned that guy who's watched Captain Marvel over and over and over, a record-setting number of times.
Yeah, ridiculous. 116 times.
Do you have a movie that you've seen that many times?
Over and no.
That you could actually sit through over and over and
I'm trying to think of the movie that I've sat through the most.
Right.
It would probably, it would probably be maybe West Side Story. And I mean, I think I've, you know, that I've sat through, I've probably seen that a dozen times.
A dozen.
At least. Maybe 13, 14 times.
Is there a movie that you've seen back to back to back to back that you just sat through it?
No, I can't do that.
No?
I can't. No.
I will tell you this one time, and it came out in 1964. I was about 10 years old.
Okay, being a kid, okay.
The Beatles' Hard Day's Night.
Oh, okay.
And in our town, we had the town theater with the old-fashioned marquee and everything else.
Right.
And this is when they would start showing movies at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about this. Hard Day's Night, when it came out in 1964, was only 87 minutes long.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little over an hour.
Right.
So they showed it at 11, 1, 3, 5, 8, 10.
Yeah.
And it was one of those theaters where we knew the owners.
Right.
It was a small town.
Yeah.
I think my sister Barb went to school with the high school with the owner's daughter or something.
Right,
like that.
So of course.
I just sat in the theater the whole day.
The whole day.
The whole night. Just over. And girls were screaming.
Gosh.
And it was our first look at the Beatles in that format.
Oh, my gosh.
Outside of the Ed Sullivan Show or any time you'd see. You didn't have videos back then.
No, exactly. And that's why I saw St. Elmo's Fire twice in a row. We stayed in the theater, watched it again. I loved that movie. It did. I loved it.
Okay, so St. Elmo's Fire.
That was the only one I really watched back to back. Why? I don't know. At that time, that was, you know, I don't know.
I'm afraid to ask our producer, Morty, because you're in that Captain Marvel age group.
Surprisingly, my movie is not one of those superhero movies.
Right.
It's Rockstar.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I love that movie.
I saw that movie 4 times in a row in a theater.
Yeah.
And I've probably watched it over 50 times.
With Marky Mark.
Oh, yeah. Steel Dragon, Marky man.
Mark. Yeah.
Steel Dragon.
Jennifer Aniston.
Who, by the way, looked awesome in that movie.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah, but
is there anybody else out there that has watched a movie, maybe not consecutive showings, but maybe a movie you could say, I've seen this movie literally 100
times. Yeah. What is it, man?
702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. 702-739-9636. Text or call. What is that movie that you can say, yes, I've seen this over 100 times? Would love to hear from you.
What is your name?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get me up to the good stuff.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We're talking about those movies that you've sat through time after time after time. Nothing compared, I'm sure, to the guy who just set the new record for watching Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Like thousands of times.
God, well, thousands of hours, that's for sure. It was like 116 times, but over 12,000 minutes of watching a movie over and over.
Consecutively.
Yeah.
Just sitting there.
Yeah.
Now, those
movies. Obviously no life.
And single.
Yeah.
Those movies, though, that you can swear you would say that, you know, oh, I've seen that movie at least 100 times.
Yeah.
Because every time it's on, you just sit through it.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh. Michael He's working out at the test site, by the way. He said he's seen Lethal Weapon probably close to 300 times. Lethal Weapon 2.
Oh.
Close to 300 times. My wife has seen Pretty Woman and Sleeping with the Enemy probably just as many. So a big Julia Roberts fan.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Michael said, you know what? We got you on at the test site. You're the only station we get out here, thankfully. Well, so a big shout out to to our people at the test site, man. Yeah. Working hard. We've also got, now Tim says, for me, it's the Truman Show. Jim Carrey, I paid to see it about a half dozen times in the theater the weekend it came out.
Wow.
Okay, all right. Hmm. Now somebody else here, let me see, says Smokey and the Bandit. Wow, that's okay, that's an oldie, but a goodie. Saturday Night Fever. Wow, there are a few people with that one. Back to the Future, about 50 times.
I could probably say the same thing.
Yeah. Now that you bring all of these up, and then there are a few. Well, Mike, for you, I'm thinking Shawshank Redemption.
Well, who hasn't also seen that at least 5,200 times? Eric. Did Eric inside the phone? Eric, what movie?
Brimstone, when she cuts off her own tongue.
Oh, well, sure. You'd want to see that over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many times?
Oh, I would say maybe 3 or 4.
Okay.
I can't watch something. I don't have that much patience.
I don't have that much patience. 3 or 4 times.
Wow. All right, Eric, thanks a lot. Nancy, what movie is it?
Oh, what movie? How about Harry Potter and all the Star Wars movies over and over and over? And Indiana Jones, lots of times.
How many times do you think you've seen one of them the most?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Probably Star Wars, I guess.
Duke, what movie and how many times?
Rocky Horror Picture Show and well over 100.
Are you one of those guys that would bring the toast and the rice and everything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the only way to see it. Now, my daughter, when she was younger, she loved Harry and the Hendersons, and I would put it in, and as soon as I would hear the music start, I would fall asleep. And then at the end scenes, I would hear the sounds, and I would wake back up. I've never watched that movie. I've slept through it probably a good over 100 times.
What movie have you slept through?
Yeah. And how many times?
And how many times? Duke, thanks a lot for the call. Have a great day. One more call about the movie that you've seen over.
Oh, my gosh.
And over and over again. Here's Hannah. Hannah, what movie?
Dumb and Dumber.
How many times?
Probably 700 times.
What?
At least.
That's amazing.
At least.
Man.
Seriously? It's my all-time favorite movie.
Really?
It's every normal person. I mean.
What?
Like, you run into trouble.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I just love it. And when he says, and just when I think you can't get any dumber, you do something like this and totally redeem yourself.
So you know all the
all-time favorite part.
Yeah, okay.
I love it. Anytime it's on TV, I watch it.
Okay, and you got this whole inner dialogue with yourself. Dumb and I don't know these people, but okay.
I've never seen that movie. But
you
remember,
haven't?
No, but remember when we had Jeff Daniels on the phone?
Yes.
And we asked him, we said, what movie is it that he's not? And he's been in Newsroom.
Yeah.
He's been in some great movies.
Really?
But it was Dumb and Dumber.
Yep.
Some of these people are absolutely passionate about how much the movie means to them. You know, it's their Citizen Kane.
Is that wild?
Yeah, you just kind of go, well, I'm glad the movie spoke to you. What do you say?
Best line ever. I'm so glad the movie spoke to you.
Oh, my.
Isn't that great? Well, you know what? Everybody has their one flick.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That $1,000 10K payday contest, your chance to win after Fleetwood Mac. One more text about last hour. We were talking about those movies.
Yeah.
And the, who was it? Hannah, who said she had seen Dumb and Dumber.
Like 700 times or something. I can't believe that. Well, Tammy says, seriously with this chick. I couldn't get through one showing of Dumb and Dumber. It's so stupid.
No, it's dumb and dumber.
Wow. Yeah, so.
That's amazing that Jeff Daniels actually said people come up to him with all that he's done.
Yeah.
It's that movie.
You know, and I was saying to you off the air, I wonder, like somebody, you know, of Jeff Daniels' caliber.
Right.
Why they decide to do something like that the second time around. But I'm sure it was like, why not?
I'm not doing anything.
No, and I'll have a blast with Jim Carrey. He's done okay since we did the first one.
Pick up a couple of bucks.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, and listen, if you want to see some of the other responses, because they're pretty funny, go to our Facebook page. There's a whole list of them.
All right, which you can like and link up through our website, 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine today, a little breezy out there this morning. A chance of sprinkles. They use the word sprinkles.
Yeah.
So just a spritz of wet stuff. 79 the high today. 86 tomorrow. Should be nice. It's only about 65 now. Only we'll take that at about 8:05 this morning. Another take on some entertainment news. Carla will have that for you here in just a couple of minutes.
Are you sorry you missed going to Coachella? Well, don't be, and I'll tell you why.
All right. More on that and other stories after Foreigner.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Take.
Sounds super.
On
96.3
KKLZ.
Well, here's some sad news. Adele and her husband have separated.
What?
Yeah, that was a big deal when she got married a while ago. Some people said, well, she lost her edge. Well, guess what? I'm sure her next album will be full of heartbreak and sadness now. So, wow, poor Adele. But that's okay. Give her that edge back that I don't think she ever lost. So.
I don't ever remember seeing her and her husband like in the tabloids or anything.
No, and they got married, I want to say maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been that long.
That's
celebrities
too bad.
Shouldn't be able to get married. They
That's
just
what
shouldn't.
You keep saying.
I know. They just shouldn't. Just don't. Just date.
Okay.
Do whatever. Kanye West, God help us all. He held his Sunday service. I mentioned a couple weeks ago, he's also a preacher now.
Wow.
Held his service at Coachella yesterday. Mike, of course, it was Easter.
Yeah.
So, like any good preacher, he used it to raise some money, selling merchandise at, I mean, like nutty prices, $50 socks, but they do say Jesus walks on them. $225 sweatshirts that say Holy Spirit on the front.
Uh-huh.
$70 Trust God t-shirts. And sweats for almost $200.
Wow.
So, yeah. Quite odd. Yeah, I'm surprised Jesus didn't rise from the grave right then and just say, knock it off.
Came back and...
Guess what, dude? You're not me, okay? Just saying, get my socks off your feet. Oh.
St. Peter, where are you going?
Yeah, where are you
going?
I
got to go to Coachella.
You know what? I want to go to Coachella.
Well, then, you know what? Come on.
Close the gate for a minute and come
and
with
turn
me.
Turn off the lights.
Yeah, because we're not going to have to open it for this guy.
No,
so.
We have to straighten out Kanye West.
They. And there is a Grateful Dead graphic novel in the works. So, I don't know. It looks interesting, just a little bit I've seen, like the cover art, stuff like that. Let's be honest, most people are going to use it for rolling papers anyhow. So,
a graphic novel,
like a comic book type.
Oh,
you know,
I see. Okay.
Type thing.
I
yeah.
I thought you meant something else.
No. Not Grateful Dead erotica. Okay. God, I hope not. Jeez, no, not that kind. For now, that's my painfully deep take.
With the hockey game on last night, went into double overtime. Vegas Golden Knights lose on such an anticlimactic goal. It's just so frustrating. Boy, talk about letting the air out of the T-Mobile Arena.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Like that.
Yeah, I know it. Wow.
So that's why we're not talking about Game of Thrones, because I couldn't watch the East Coast feed.
I saw it.
Did you?
Yeah, I saw it.
All
right. I did.
Well, just for S&Gs. Here's a pair. You have to see the video, which we're going to post on our website.
Yes.
But listen to this. This is Sesame Street meets Game of Thrones.
Excuse Elmo.
Who are you?
Oh, Elmo. This Elmo of Sesame Street. Elmo thinks that you two need to respect each other. When Elmo has a problem with his friends like Abby or Cookie Monster, Elmo doesn't get upset. Listens and learns from what they have to say.
If we stop fighting and work together, we can be stronger. I'm willing to learn and listen if you are.
I can try.
Yay! Is a great place to start.
Toast to our new red friend.
Oh, yummy! Elmo loves toast.
So there you go. Sesame Street meets Game of Thrones.
Oh, it's great.
That's just going to have to do until I can catch up.
Yeah, the video's fantastic. I don't know who decided to do this or when they had time to do it, you know, while they were filming.
Uh-huh.
It's great. But it was really good last night. A lot is starting to happen now. Right. Yeah.
Well, I got to catch up tonight.
Yeah, you will. Yeah. You will.
All right. And, of course, Vegas Golden Knights take on San Jose. Game 7.
Yeah.
Dreaded Game 7 in San Jose tomorrow. They've yet to announce a time, so we'll keep an eye on that. But go Knights, go. All right. It's Queen.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest
of all time.
No, it's not.
Awkward moment.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, we have these Billy Idol tickets to give away. Now, Billy's coming back to Vegas. He loves it here.
Yes, he does.
He's going to be at the Pearl Concert Theater at the Palms Casino. These tickets from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. By the way, when you win, you're in for that London flyaway to see Rocket Man, the Elton John biopic.
That is really cool.
Nice. Just make sure, and this is a stipulation, you have to have your passport updated.
Right.
And you're flying off in a couple of weeks, so all the information is on our website, but that is a rock and roll trip.
That is amazing. That really is.
It's wild. It's crazy.
Nobody wanted to send the morning show on
that. Me neither. So. All right. Identify our mystery Billy.
Okay.
He's been on the show. He's a good friend of ours. Had his own show for a long time on TV. Listen to this and identify our mystery Billy.
Well, I wanted to do something on the dramatic side because I'm trying to follow that John Goodman template.
All right. One more time. Here it is.
Well, I wanted to do something on the dramatic side because I'm trying to follow that John Goodman template.
All you have to do is identify by name our mystery Billy.
Yes.
702-739-9636. Got the phone lines on hold. Get through news and weather. And then, of course, starting with caller number 9. One more time. Here it is.
Well, I wanted to do something on the dramatic side because I'm trying to follow that John Goodman template.
All right. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win these tickets for Billy Idol and qualify for that London flyaway to see the Elton John biopic Rocket Man. All you have to do is identify our mystery Billy. Here it is.
I wanted to do something on the dramatic side because I'm trying to follow that John Goodman template.
Lucille, can you identify our mystery Billy by name?
Billy Gardell.
That's it right there.
You know what?
We just made him Italian, and that's okay by me.
I can see his face and everything.
Oh, what a good guy. What a great guy.
Yes, he is.
Still doing well. You got the tickets for Billy Idol. He's going to be at the Pearl Concert Theater at the Palms Casino Resort. Your date is Wednesday, October 9th, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
By the way, hopefully your passport is up to date because you're now qualified for that flyaway to London to see the Elton John movie Rocket Man.
I'm packed already.
All right. Hang on, though. I will tell you how to pick everything up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you, guys. You make our day.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A woman in Mississippi took her truck in for service last week, then saw an employee from the dealership driving it around.
Yeah.
She waited while he shopped at Lowe's, used her spare key to take the car back, and left the guy standing in the parking lot with his shopping bags.
Oh, jeez.
So the guy's been fired. The service manager was suspended. And I'm sure she's getting her truck fixed for free now.
Yeah, I hope so. Forever.
I'm always paranoid about that.
I know.
If somebody has
people,
my car.
Yeah, I know it. I know.
Yep. 59-year-old guy in Nebraska was on his way to the hospital in an ambulance last week. His heart rate was dangerously high, but then the ambulance hit a huge pothole and jolted his heart back into a normal rhythm.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Jeez. Oh, jeez. Wow. A pothole. Okay.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, boom.
Clear. There we go.
He's okay. His doctors wouldn't reveal too much about the patient, but apparently the pothole guy only spent that's how he's known as.
Yeah.
Now, the pothole guy. Spent a couple of days in the hospital. He's already back home.
Wow. Okay. Well, good
just
for
from
him.
Going over a pothole.
Listen, police in Tampa asking for information on a guy who broke into a Little League concession stand and he was not wearing any clothes. They got surveillance footage, by the way. He's wearing nothing but gloves and, of course, a baseball cap. So
you don't want to leave fingerprints.
Well, no, you don't. And it is, hello, a Little League concession stand, so yeah. You got to wear your team hat. He was rummaging through the stand. It looks like he stole some cash, you know, the cash box.
Yeah.
And then he noticed the surveillance cameras and thought, well, I'm going to take these too. And then he apparently stole all the hot dogs.
Oh, you got to steal the hot dogs.
Yeah, you got to.
This isn't, oh, wow, yeah. So they haven't found him yet. But
there's something about a concession stand hot dog.
They're the best. They're the worst and the best.
Yeah.
But yeah. 82-year-old Stella. This is in Scotland. Now, she was arrested because she was blasting music from her place. Music from the 20s, by the way.
Oh.
And she did it to make her neighbors crazy.
Uh-huh.
They had a falling out last year.
Oh, that's too bad.
And so she started torturing them by blasting music from the 1920s. She had her speakers pointed at their house.
Yeah. From the hi-fi?
And would just crank it up from the hi-fi. She'd literally have to crank it to turn it up. Yeah, the police finally went over. After a year of complaints,
oh wow,
she was arrested, pled guilty. She has to pay $585. That is not bad for a
you
year of torment. Isn't that great?
That's worth it.
I know it. Crank it
all
up.
All I'm going to have to pay is $500?
Well, yeah. We keep hearing Pennsylvania 6-5. What is the deal? Jeez. What's a Wabash cannonball?
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
That's a little over $2 a day. I can afford that.
I know. Same here. Go for it, Stella.
Especially if I'm pissed at the neighbors.
Yes, exactly. Shut up, Jody. It's only going to cost me $600.
It's going to be worth it.
It's Monday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's Feel Good Story that we like to call.
A good size wedding, I'll tell you that. Michelle and Ron. Michelle Ballou and Ron Peterson, they married at the Cleveland International Airport this past weekend in front of baggage claim, because that's where they first met. About 130 friends and family members attended the ceremony. Here's the deal. They met when Michelle's boss said, hey, can you pick up my friend Ron from the airport? He couldn't get away from work, so she picked up Ron.
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, they had a long-distance relationship for several years before she moved to L.A. This was in Cleveland.
Wow.
She moved to L.A., which is where Ron lived. The wedding took place over the weekend. Now, the invites looked like Southwest Airlines boarding passes. That's how they had them done.
Nice.
And there were several Southwest employees there as well, celebrating with them. They had to pay for that food. I don't know why they just let them show up. But yes, congratulations to Michelle and Ron. I love it. I love when things like this happen. And when, you know, a business is good about doing that, especially at the airport. Plus, we got a bunch of people coming in. They're not flying,
right,
by the way. So is that a problem?
And parking and everything else. Boy,
wow.
Oh boy.
Okay.
It's a big headache.
I love it.
Well, if you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. All right, before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by our good friends right next door, Rebel Fitness, open 24 hours at 2950 South Durango. Get the workout you want at Rebel Fitness. By the way, a reminder, check it out on the KKLZ website. The 5th Annual Ogden Family Foundation Celebrity Bowl and Golf Weekend happening in just a couple of weeks, May 4th, May 5th. This benefits homeless, at-risk kids, and families right here in Las Vegas. Want more info? Text the word Ogden, O-G-D-E-N, to 702-739-9636. Wrapping up this morning, found out that Carla's the roller coaster queen, Morty.
Yeah.
This is her new diet. She loses weight by just riding roller coasters.
All
that gravy.
What did you say? You lost about 7-8 pounds.
7 pounds. My abs are killing me.
That movie that you've seen over and over. Well, I think Morty's the winner.
Yeah.
The movie Rockstar.
I know.
With Mark Wahlberg.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston.
Wow.
Even the guy from Third Eye Blind.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the lead singer.
Stephen Jenkins, right?
Yeah, that guy.
Stephen Jenkins. Yeah, that guy. Right? Yeah. How'd I get that?
And I'm like, whatever.
Right out.
Otherwise, do have a great day. Wendy coming in next. She will have tickets for Alanis Morissette at 11:40 plus. Qualify you for that London flyaway if your passport's up to date. to see the Elton John biopic Rocket Man.
Woo!
So make sure you're listening for that. And she comes in at 11:40. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.